Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Christmas is just days away, and lots of us are enjoying the season. In fact, lots of us wish the Christmas spirit would last all year long. That brings us to the question we've been exploring on Morning Prayer. Whether it's possible to feel the Christ in our lives consistently, rather than just once a year. So far, we've seen evidence from the Bible's Old Testament that the Christ isn't confined to a particular time. The New Testament makes the point, too. For instance, there's the experience St. Paul had. Initially known as Saul, he didn't seem a likely candidate to experience the Christ. In fact, he was throwing Jesus' followers into jail and even consenting to their death. But as he was traveling to Damascus to round up more of these followers, the Christ spoke to him and explained that he was heading down the wrong path. Saul suddenly found himself blinded, indicative of what had been his blindness to the Christ. But he also was healed of this blindness, symbolic of his seeing and responding to the Christ. And respond he did, changing his name to Paul and traveling to much of the known world to spread the Christ message. He healed too, as Jesus did, even bringing someone back from the dead. He proved that the Christ is not a one-time event limited to a particular period. He boldly acknowledged that he saw the Christ, even though Jesus had left the earth some time before. May we, like him, find the Christ breaking into our lives again and again. Amen.